What's the significance of the fact the early church gave away all their possessions and laid money at the apostles' feet? That is a really good question. It's not just in the first chapter that we read, chapter 2, but if you go over to Acts chapter 5, you'll find the same thing all over again. Just in case we missed it on the first read, we're told that they did it again. Acts chapter 5 and verse 40. No, pardon me. I've got the wrong verse there. It's a little later in the book, actually. I'm not sure exactly where it is. I'll find it for you a little bit later. But it says basically the same thing, that they shared what they had with others. The early church came to the conclusion that they were one. They were a family. So what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. This was not communism. In communism, what's yours is mine. But in Christianity, what was mine was yours. And he said, look, if you need it, brother, it's yours. It's available to you, right? This wasn't just practiced in the days of the early church. Those who have read the story of what happened in Dublin back in the early 1800s, these Christians did the same thing. They sold their possessions. They downsized. There were some assemblies that it took them 3 days to auction off all their silver and their tapestries and their paintings, and they poured their money into the work of God. We hear about George Mueller giving away the equivalent of $25 million. Where did he get it from? It was the Christians pouring their resources into the work of God. Now, don't go and sell all your your frozen assets just yet. There are millions of dollars in the hands of Christians. Multiplied millions of dollars. But we're not doing anything much right now. If things started to happen and God began to work and thrust out a whole new generation of evangelists and shepherds and teachers, and we began to see new work started, we'd need it then. And I think it's all there. The difference between the world is generous in their giving and all. The Christians were sacrificial in their giving. There's a world of difference between them. All right. The reason that they did it was because they believed that it wasn't theirs anymore. It was the Lord's. And if the Christians needed it, well, then it was theirs to be shared. And I think that the more we come to realize how one we are, the more we will realize that my things aren't my things. They're for the work of God, for the use of God's people. I enjoy that sort of thing all the time. I go to people's houses and they say, that's the fridge. The fridge is yours. The phone is yours. The bed is yours. Here are the keys to the car. I mean, people show me that kind of kindness all the time. And I think that is a mark of New Testament Christianity. And so I think it was right that they did it then. I'm not sure that they sold everything. Like the example we have of Barnabas, he sold a piece of real estate. He didn't sell his house, but he had an extra piece of land. He took it and laid it at the apostles' feet. There was a need for it. What was the need? They had just seen 3,000 and then 5,000 more saved who were visiting in town for the weekend. They couldn't send them home like that. They had to stay a little longer so they could be instructed in the word and the ways of God. And so that provision was needed. It was provided. Well, you've probably seen here. These lovely notebooks are provided. This is provided. Nobody's asked for a penny of you. It's the Lord's. And so they're practicing acts right here tonight, aren't they? That's exactly the same thing. We have resources. They're not ours. They're for the Lord's people. So we just expend it, and the Lord looks after it. That's exactly New Testament Christianity. So it's right under our noses if we care to look.